When we look at the words of Jesus about children and see how he interacted with them, we see an important side of Jesus that, you know, could easily get lost in all the other incredible stories and all the incredible things that Jesus did and said and the four Gospels and everything that we read about Jesus. But when we go back and we look at the interaction between Jesus and children, and we hear the words that Jesus said about children, and we see the actions that Jesus had, we see a side of Jesus that I think is so important for us to be reminded of. I think that we see something deep about the kingdom of God and about how God sees life, how God sees us, how God sees faith, how God sees his children. And without the picture of Jesus and little children, you know, our faith might be just a little bit hard sometimes. Maybe without the picture of Jesus and the children and what he said, it could be that we might tend to make our faith something to be all up here, kind of pretty cerebral and pretty formal and those things. But Jesus reminds us that faith is something that's so important in the depth of our hearts and our responsiveness to God. There's something about Jesus' words with children that reminds us that, you know, life can be rough and tough and we can be beaten up pretty good, and even our relationship with God can seem like this mechanical, dry thing, but Jesus reminds us how important relationships are. Jesus cares very deeply about children. Jesus cares very deeply about who we are and where we're at. I'm reminded when I read the words of Jesus that Jesus cared very deeply about those children. He cared about their needs. He cared about their problems. He cared about what they felt. He cared deeply about them. Every person is important to God. There's not a single person in this world, and certainly not a single person in this congregation this morning, that's not important to the heart of God. No matter whether you're young or you're old or you're married or single or working or you're in school or you're unemployed or you're retired, the truth is there's a God in heaven that knows you individually, and he cares deeply about your life. God knows all about every path you've been on, every problem you have today, the perspectives that you feel. God knows all about that. And in the stories of Jesus, we're reminded of how personal and real God's love is for us. Every child holds a special place to God. Jesus reminds us of how important every individual child is. He knows them. He knows them by name. He knows where they're at. And also, I'm reminded when I look at the words of Jesus and who he is, that Jesus wants something from us to be like a child. Jesus says it here 3 times in the Gospels that he wants us to be childlike. Not in every way, but in some ways particularly, Jesus says, you need to be like children. You need to see what children are like. You need to learn from them and study them and see how they react and they respond. And you need to become like a little child. Boy, that's kind of strange words for an adult to say. But here the Son of God gives us such wisdom and depth and insight into human nature when he tells us we need to be like little children. I wonder today, for many of us, how often we go back and we become like little children. And what God would want to do in us and for us, if we would just be reminded and remember what Jesus said about the little children. I guess I think of the words of Jesus about children a little bit like being a grinding wheel. And I realize that there's certain things that God gives us to keep us sharp and to help us when we lose our edge. And maybe we lose some of the things that God wants us to be focused on. That grinding wheel helps to bring us back to the truth of what God wants for our lives. And I think of the words of Jesus about children as being one of those tools. I really do think it's important for us to remember these words and come back to them and be reminded of them. I think far too often we take ourselves way too serious. I think sometimes in life, because of problems, pains, and troubles, and the things around us, we kind of get this hard veneer around us and kind of creates an attitude that we really don't need a whole lot. And maybe we're kind of self-contained and we really don't need to listen and be teachable to what God has to say to us. But Jesus' words here reminds us of how teachable we need to be, how we need to be reminded that God has something fresh to say to us, in the same way that a little child every day gets up to play and manipulate toys and learns and discovers One of the fun things about being a grandpa is watching what Jack and Wendy are learning every day and how they're changing every day. And every day, you just see a little bit more of something happening inside of them that's really fun to watch and fun to laugh about and fun to enjoy. What are they learning today? What is it that Jack's able to do? And what crazy thing does he come up and say today? Because every day is different, and it's a marvelous thing to watch. And some things I think Jesus gives us these words about children to help us to know that God's looking for that kind of growth in us. He's looking for that kind of receptivity, that kind of teachability as He wants to work in our lives and shape us and mold us and fashion us. I want to invite you to read with me Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 13 through 16. I'm also going to read some other things that Jesus said in relation to children and some things that He said. So Mark chapter 10, verse 13. This story basically is told in all three Gospels. I'm reading the account in Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 13. It says here, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have Him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, He was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to Me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of heaven like a little child will never enter into it." And He took the children in His arms and put His hands on them, and He blessed them. The first thing I notice about this scripture and this story and this picture of Jesus that kind of captures my attention this morning is that people were bringing little children to Jesus. Here in Mark, it simply says people were bringing. There were people that understood and recognized the power and the love and the ability of Jesus to touch the children and change them. Reminded today in this story that the people were bringing the children to Jesus. You see, they were attracted to Jesus, both the children and the adults. And that's what Jesus wanted. He simply was available as they came to see Him, and they were bringing their children to Jesus. In Mark chapter 18, it was Jesus who went out and called the children to Himself. We know that Jesus is watching out for the children. We also must bring our children to Jesus, and we must do it intentionally. God calls us as parents and grandparents and as church people involved in the kingdom of heaven to bring our children constantly to Jesus over and over again, bringing them to His words, bringing them to His story, bringing them to His love. We are the hands and feet of Jesus today for children and young people. God tells us as a body, as Christ, that we have a great responsibility to keep this in the front of our minds and our hearts, of the intentionality of our ministry in this church is to bring people to Jesus, and especially to bring young people to Jesus. We've all heard, we know that people are more able and willing and receptive to God's truth and God's love the younger they are. Although people that are older come to faith in Christ, most people come to faith in Christ as children and teens and young people. That in itself should remind us of how important our priorities should be. It should remind us of those priorities and how God wants us to bring our children to Jesus intentionally, purposefully. Our mission is to bring people to Jesus through our love and our prayers and our time and our ministry and our focus, our priorities. We have the privilege to bring people to Jesus. We have the privilege to bring people to the place that they want to watch and see who Jesus is. And that's a great responsibility to the church. We must bring our children to Jesus. I also notice when I read these words about Jesus that Jesus had time for the children. Jesus had time for the children. He made time for the children. In this story, although we don't know a lot about it before or after, we just know that when the children came, Jesus had time for them. No matter what He was doing, whatever important task Jesus was doing, and boy, He did a lot of important things, but when the children came, Jesus was available. If this was the same event told three times, or it could have been different times, we know that whenever they came, Jesus stopped what He was doing, and He reached out and He loved the children. That should tell us something about the heart of God. He didn't say, "Give me 3 minutes, give me 5 minutes, come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning," but Jesus was available for the children when they came. He made time. Whenever Jesus had an opportunity, it was a priority for him to love the children. And I think how important it is for us that our children are not just something we put on the schedule to care for. They should be in our hearts, our young people, all the time, about how we can bring them to Jesus and love them for God's glory. Whenever Jesus had an opportunity, he reached out and he loved the children. He knew that they were at an impressionable place in their lives. Jesus somehow knew that in the mind and heart of a child was the ability to respond that was unique and special. And he did not waste a single opportunity when he had a chance to show love to a child. I notice about Jesus, he didn't seem to be disturbed by the children. He didn't seem to be upset about them doing anything. As far as we know, he wasn't upset that they made noise. He wasn't upset that they kind of jumped right in the middle of his storytelling and his parables. Whenever they came, he had time for them. I believe that to Jesus, children were not a distraction. They were not an interruption, but they were a priority. And so Jesus changed his schedule for them. He changed the order of what he was doing when the children came and the opportunity came. He wanted them to come. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Bid the little children come to me." He said to his disciples when they wanted to push them away, No. Let them come. Bring them in." That's the heart of Jesus about children. I also notice about Jesus that he poured out his love and blessings on the children. When you look at all the words that are found in these three gospel stories about Jesus and children, and you read different translations, all of them give us this picture of the affection of Jesus for people, for children. Everything we read, it's Jesus loving them, Jesus showing value for them. Look at the words. I pulled them out of all three accounts of this story to Jesus. Look at the words that describe how Jesus treated the children. First, it says he called out to one of them. It says in one of the stories that he held the children. Another story, it says he spoke to the children. He spoke affectionately about the children. Not only did he bless the children directly, but he talked about them to the adults that were there. He reminded the adults that were there how important these children were. It says in one of the stories that he took the children on his lap and he put his arms around them and he prayed for them. All of these showing us the high value that Jesus placed on them. Everything we read about Jesus should remind us of the high value that he has for children. He poured into them a sense of goodness and importance. It was absolutely incredible. He poured into these children in this short story that we have a sense of how valuable they were. Jesus also was very protective about the children. He was very protective about the children. He was watching out for them. He was watching out for their safety. He was watching out for what would help them and bless them. He was very protective about the children. He gives us a symbol that I read at the beginning of the service of a millstone. The idea of a millstone, not the millstone that a wife would use in the kitchen to grind out grain for the bread that would be made every day. This is a different word in the story, in the words of Jesus for millstone. It's not that kind of small stone. Jesus used a particular word here to describe a millstone that was the kind that the ox would be harnessed to and would literally walk around in a circle all day, and it would weigh hundreds of pounds, and that would grind out the grain. He could have used the word that meant the small stone, you know, like in the little thing that the woman, the wife, or whoever made the bread would grind out the grain. That's not the word he used. He used the large millstone. He said, "It's better that a large millstone would be placed around your neck and you'd be thrown into the depth of the sea than for you to offend," one translation says, "one of these little ones." You understand the heart of Jesus here, how important children are, how valued they are in the eyes of Jesus and the eyes of God. But if anyone causes one of these little ones to sin, it would be better. It would be better that it be cast into the depths of the sea. Those are pretty strong words. That's a pretty strong symbol, but it does show us the heart of God and how he feels about children and what God wants for us and how we value children and the priority we give to them, to their spiritual lives, to their development. And then in Mark chapter 10, another story where Jesus talked about children. It says, "And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them," and when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. What did he see? He saw people that didn't have time for children. He saw his disciples in this case that were too busy. They were too distracted. They were on to other things that weren't nearly as important to the heart of God than these children were. And it says that Jesus became indignant. You know, this is the only time in the New Testament that this word is used to describe Jesus. There's no other time in the New Testament where we read Jesus was indignant. Other people were indignant at different times, but not Jesus. The only place in the New Testament where this word is used is to describe how Jesus felt when the disciples were impatient and didn't want Jesus to be distracted with the children. It says he was indignant. The only place it's found. I looked up, I read about 15 different translations of this verse. These are other ways that this word in the Greek is translated in different English translations. Another place is indignant. He's indignant. He's irate. Another translation says, another one says irritated, displeased, angry, upset, pained. All these things are how Jesus responds when we don't have time for children, when we're too distracted, when we're too busy, when they're more an annoyance than worth our time and our attention. Jesus tells us that they're so important. Jesus doesn't like it when we don't pay attention to the children and make them a priority. If we're too busy for our young people, if we're too busy for our children and our teens, then we're too busy. Is that not what Jesus is saying here to us? Is that not one of the things that Jesus is saying here to us? And here's one more from the words of Jesus. It's just a little clip, and this verse is kind of a mystery in some ways. There's parts about this verse that kind of we wonder what in the world God is talking about here. And Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, "See that you do not look down on any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." I'm not sure what all that means about the angels in heaven and the face of God and all that. This is one of those neat verses that I just wonder. But I do know Jesus starts out and says, "Don't look down on the little ones. Don't look down on the little ones. Don't look down on the little ones. For I tell you," he said something about the heart of God, something about the angel world that we try to understand who are angels and who do they minister to and what are their purpose and all those things that we wonder about angels and the reality of them. But somehow Jesus tells us there that there's a linkage between the little ones and the angels. In the heart of God, in the face of God, there's something about the way God sees children that is special and unique and very good for us to remember. The kingdom of heaven belongs to the children. Jesus said here three times, the kingdom of heaven belongs to the children. Wow, think about that. Not just that he was protective and he loved them, but then he says the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. There's something about the way God sees our lives and God sees Christianity, God sees the church, and he says it belongs to children. And if you're a child and you have childlike faith and you're a part of that kingdom, but if you're not willing to become like a little child, then you cannot understand the heart of God and you'll miss out unless you become like this little child. You shall never enter into the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. Then finally this morning, it's what does Jesus want us to learn from the children? There's something here that Jesus says that I think is so important and deep for us, and that is we have something to learn from our children. They have something to teach us. All of us who are around kids know that. All of us that are around children or grandchildren see in them and interactions with them. It's a reminder that God wants to teach me when I look at a child. For Debbie and I, it's so easy with Jack and Wendy. And just yesterday, Jack was at our house and we're down in the basement and Debbie's created this great play area, and I got home about 7:30, something like that, and right away I hear Jack's voice downstairs, "Pop, pop," he knows I'm home, you know, so I run down as fast as I can, and they're all down there having fun and playing, and he comes over and grabs my hand, and he comes over right at the foot of the steps, and he says, "Pop, pop, sit down," and he pointed to this one little spot that was like that big. He said, "Sit down, pop, pop, watch me." And when your 2.5-year-old grandson says, "Sit down, pop, pop, and watch me," that's what we do, you know? I don't care what phone calls were out there. I don't care what other things needed to be done. I wasn't returning calls for the next 15 or 20 minutes. Pop up, sit down, and watch me. So I sat down on that little tiny spot. Had about this much room between the steps and the wall. He ran around the steps, and we have holes in the steps down the basement. He goes around the back, and he wanted to come in and look at me through the little slats. Pop, watch me. Watch me, Pop. Think how important it is that we watch our children. I mean, this is kind of in a little bit different direction, but I want to say to you parents, don't take your eyes affectionately off your children. They need your blessing. They need your time. They need your attention. They need your love. They need your hands. They need you to constantly over and over and over and over again watch them and love them and play with them and enter into their world of silliness and their world of questions and their world of learning. I mean, that's not really on the track of this, but I got to say that too today, how important it is for us to remember to spend time with these children and watch them. How important it is for our children to be watched by us and then to see in them the simple acceptance and faith and the ability to learn, the ability to trust, the ability to listen. There's something about the faith of a child and a teaching spirit that we absolutely must emulate as God's people. There's something about a way a child responds and a child talks and a child learns and a child is teachable, a child is watching, that God wants us to be like that. It is good to go back to our childhood. It's good to go back and look at children and watch them and see how they learn and they love and they develop faith. When we watch them and listen to them, God can teach us about ourselves. God can also help us to have a heart that's pleasing in His kingdom. You see, our kingdom is not His kingdom. Sometimes we look at life and we see all the stuff going on and our hearts kind of get pretty hard. But God has a different way to look at life. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're struggling in your faith, maybe you're at a place in your life where you wonder where God is and you wonder, does He hear me? Does He know my life? And life has been rough. I want you to invite you to come back to the words of Jesus. Take a good look at Him. I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child, there's a certain humility that God wants in you. And if you offer that to Him, you come to God like a little child and you say, God, I need you. You see, the thing about little children is they can't take care of themselves. You know, they develop those skills as they get older. But the truth is, when you have a little one a year old or 6 months or 2 years old, they're dependent on you. They need you. They need you emotionally. They need you physically. They need you in every way. And in the same way, we're reminded in this story that Jesus says, we've got to become like that spiritually. We've got to say, God, I need you. I can't do it by myself. That's what simple faith is. It's saying, God, I accept that You are who You are. I don't understand it all. I can't fix it all, but I trust You. That's what childlike faith is, and that's what God calls us to. God wants us to have a trust, a moldable spirit, eager to learn and eager to see what God says in our hearts and our lives. Might call it childlike faith, simple childlike faith. That's what Jesus says to us. We need to be trusting God. Honesty. Honesty before God. A teachable spirit. One more quick story and then I'll be finished this morning. Some kids were at our house this week and I was playing with them. And one of them said something really kind of funny to me after I left. Debbie told me about it. But it said to Debbie, what does Pastor do for work? I think all those kids ever see of me is I'm playing with them, you know. There's an honesty that God wants us to have in asking Him questions. God, help me to sort out this life. Help me to sort out my problems. Help me to see Your hand in the midst of a complicated world, a world that's changing. You must become like a little child. Would you stand with me as we pray?